Non-military flying drones for civilian use often rely on sunlight to recharge their batteries. But seafaring drones, such as Wave Glider, can extract energy from the sun and the water. Together with solar cells on their decks, these vessels use an array of specially designed underwater fins to harvest energy from the incessant up and down motion of waves on the ocean's surface. The Wave Glider, built by California-based company Liquid Robotics, can remain at sea for months, sending data about the weather and the water to the control center via satellite. Liquid Robotics president Bill Vass says it can also cooperate with other drones to share data.
So if you need more processing power, they'll call their friends over. And so the future is having large numbers of them working together, being able to solve some really tough problems for mankind.
Last year, the Wave Glider broke the Guinness World Record for the longest journey by an unmanned surface vehicle when it traveled nonstop from the U.S. Pacific coast to Australia. Another robotic ocean vessel called Sail Drone is powered by the wind. It uses a freely rotating wing controlled by a special tail to travel long distances. The way it is built and designed allows it to stay upright even in the worst weather conditions. After testing Sail Drone on a journey from San Francisco to Hawaii, its builders now plan new tasks, says Sail Drone's chief executive officer, Richard Jenkins.
Phase two is equipping it with very high-grade science sensors and getting some really precise scientific data.
Jenkins sees a future for Sail Drone in patrolling sea borders and enforcing laws that regulate fishing and protect endangered species. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.